Each speaker will get 15 minutes and 5 minutes to take questions. The first speaker for the evening, His Holiness Bhakti Vikas Swami Maharaj.
Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswate Devi Gauravani Pracharne Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshacharne Sri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Stapitam Jaina Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Tadati Swapadantikam Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasa Adi Gaura Bhakta Vrindam Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare Sometimes it's said that Bhagavad Gita is like a psychiatric session or psychotherapeutic session in which Krishna is taking the position of a psychotherapist and Arjuna is the patient. I don't know if I've not seen any of our Vaishnava Acharyas say that, but Krishna explains to Arjuna extensively on the nature of the mind. Udharet atmanatmanam natmanam avasadayat atmaivahi atmano bandhur atmaiva ripur atmanaha. Lord Krishna advises Arjuna that one should elevate himself by the mind and not degrade himself, that the mind can be the best friend of the conditioned soul and his very worst enemy. So this instruction is not for Arjuna, for all of us. How we have to make the mind our best friend and not our worst enemy. Because as Lord Krishna also explains in Bhagavad Gita, that according to the position of the mind at the time of death, according to the consciousness, we get our next birth. If our mind is fixed on Krishna, then we go to Krishna. If our mind is fixed on demigods, we go to demigods. If our mind is in material consciousness, then we remain in this material world. So the teachings of Bhagavad Gita, all the Vedic teachings, are for training the mind to be fixed on Krishna. Savai mana Krishna padaravindayo. Ambarish Maharaj is an example of a devotee who perfected his life by fixing his mind on Krishna. According to Vedic understanding, the mind has two basic functions: sankalpa, accepting, and vikalpa, rejecting. Everything we see, everything we come into contact, all the sensual impressions that we have, we classify them as either something I like or something I don't like. Now, how do we classify? Generally, we classify that something which appears good for my sense gratification, I will accept this, or something unfavorable to my sense gratification, I will reject this. If I see a man sees the form of a beautiful woman, he thinks, this is something I would like to accept for my sense gratification. Or if we smell something which smells very horrible, maybe this morning I was chanting my rounds in Chennai and someone was cooking meat early in the morning. So to me this smelt not nice. I reject. I don't like. This is not something that I would like to taste. So in this way, the mind is always accepting or rejecting. How can our mind be our best friend and how can it be our worst enemy? Depending on our understanding of what is in our actual self-interest. If we are thinking that sense gratification is our actual self-interest, then we will accept the objects of the senses, those that appear to be favorable for our sense gratification. We will try to acquire them, and we will try to become free from those objects of this material world which appear to obstruct our sense gratification. And the whole of material existence is going on this basis. People think, I would like to get more money. I would like to get a beautiful wife. I would like to get a big car so people can watch me driving around and think, hey, that guy's pretty rich. Or we like to get a good degree so we can write on our name card. We can write something like PhD, Oxford University. I would like to have such a designation because then people will respect me and I will enjoy the sense gratification of being respected. Or we reject something which we think will obstruct our sense gratification. We don't want to be known as a fool, as uneducated. We don't like to wear torn clothes because then people will disrespect us. So our whole life goes on, in the materialistic way of life, our whole life goes on accepting and rejecting or attempting to attain, even by many years of endeavor, attempting to attain something which we think will fuel our sense gratification. And even religion, we accept that kind of religious process which we think will further our aims for sense gratification. Just like sometimes people say, well, I worshipped Lord Shiva, nothing happened. I worshipped Amma, nothing happened. I worshipped this demigod and that. And then I went to this Baba and I got everything. Therefore I worship him. We accept that. And we reject those forms of religion which didn't fulfill our sense gratification. However, Prahlad Maharaj, who in history is a great example of someone who has transcended the platform of materialistic acceptance and rejection, he advises Nate Vidu Swartagating Hi Vishnum, that people in general do not know that their real self-interest is to worship Vishnu. And therefore, Nate Vidu Swartagating Hi Vishnum Durashaya Ye Bahirata Maninas. And therefore, people are on the external platform of thinking that the objects of sense gratification will bring me happiness. But this is durasha. It means that it is a wrong hope or a hope which is never to be fulfilled. And therefore, it puts us on the platform of nirasha, disappointment. The desire to enjoy in this material world is extrinsic to the real need of the soul. The real need of the soul, or who we actually are, is to think in terms of what will be satisfying to Vishnu. How can we act in a manner that will be pleasing to Vishnu? This is Krishna consciousness. Instead of thinking what will be pleasing to my sense gratification, a devotee is willing to go through many difficulties for the pleasure of Krishna. Now, this is exactly the opposite of the materialistic endeavor. It's also sankalpa vikalpa, accepting and rejecting. But it is on the platform of anukulyasya sankalpa, pratikulyasya varjanam, that we should accept that which is favorable for the service of Krishna and reject everything that is not favorable for the service of Krishna. So therefore, a devotee, for instance, rises early in the morning, although for his sense gratification he thinks, I'd rather sleep until 10 o'clock in the morning. But no, I should rise early because this is favorable for my spiritual life to utilize the early morning hours, which are good. These are favorable for cultivating spiritual consciousness. And a devotee rejects that which is damaging to his Krishna consciousness, even if it is, and it, generally that which is damaging to Krishna consciousness is favorable for our sense gratification. For instance, we may think, well, there's a new McDonald's opening in Pune. I'd better go there and get something for my sense gratification. But this is damaging to our Krishna consciousness because a devotee only accepts that which is first enjoyed by Krishna. So a devotee's acceptance and rejection of sense objects is on the platform of thinking what is favorable for fulfilling Krishna's desire. This is the meaning of being a servant. Instead of trying to dominate the sense objects and enjoy them, which is impossible because our attempt to enjoy the sense objects means that we are thrown into different species of life, life after life, in which according to the kind of body we get, we become attracted to different kinds of sense objects. We think, I will enjoy eating nice food. As a result, we get the body of a pig in which we are attracted to eat stool and we think this is very nice. So this attempt to enjoy these sense objects simply leads us to repeated birth and death in which we get utkramantang stitang vapi bunjanang vag, what is that? Bunjanang vag gunan vitam. I forgot the verse. Anyway, Vimurhan nanu pashanti, pashanti jnana chakshusha. We get different kinds of, actually I was thinking the other verse, shrotram chakshus pashan cha, rasanam granam eva cha, utkram antan sivang vapi, punjanam vak gunan vita. Anyway, my mind is not working properly. I got my verses mixed up. Anyway, the point of this verse, we get different kinds of senses, different faculties of seeing, hearing, touching, tasting and smelling based around the mind. So if we simply desire to enjoy seeing, hearing, touching, smelling, feeling, tasting, then we will get a certain kind of mind, like the mind of a pig. My time is up. Yes. Okay. So I have to accept the request and not reject it. How do we get the body of a pig based upon our piggish desires? And therefore we desire to eat stool. So Krishna consciousness, I don't have much time, it's a big subject. Krishna consciousness means to train the mind to understand that my real self-interest is to act in a manner that Krishna will be pleased. And then according to our mind, we get a body suitable for worshipping Krishna. We get the form of a devotee in the spiritual world. Does the next 3 minutes include my questions and answers? Yep, okay. So I have about 1 minute left if there's any question. Do you have a mic there? We shall decide how to act. So what we are stating here, based on Shastra, based on reality, is that reality means to understand our positions as servants of Krishna. If we can understand this only, then all mental agitation will go away. We can solve everyone's mental problems, all psychological problems, on the basis of one statement, Jai Shokal Bipod Bhakti Vinod Bolen Jokon Onamgai. All problems go away when we understand that I am simply meant for chanting Hare Krishna. Jeev Krishna Das Ibishas Koraleta Ardukanai. We simply have to understand that we are servants of Krishna and all problems are finished. Hare Krishna.